Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains awesomeness, opinions, bad language, bad songs, bad words, and just general adult rated content. If you don't, if you're offended by any of it, turn it off now. Go watch something else. Sesame Street, I'm sure, is on demand. Until we come back, here's a little tune to make you smile.
Impact.
Sorry.
Well, you have now the new number one contender for the tag titles, Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero. Well, they will go against Decay, and I think all this is going to happen at Bound for Glory, if I'm assuming. Or they'll probably say more information about it later. Gail Kim and Jade, they had a match. Gail Kim won by disqualification thanks to Sienna's interference. Trying to think. Bobby Lashley claimed he wasn't going to wrestle, so what happened was they're going to have a battle royal next week, and the winner is going to face Bobby Lashley for the world title sometime before Bound for Glory. And I guess he was going to take his ball and go home. I didn't see all the that segment. But just whatever I call, I'm just... I'm sorry, I'm just reading on some news about the Bucks maybe very close to signing someone, but we will talk about that later. So, and plus, like, earlier in the week, I was talking about Bobby Lashley when I'm holding all three of the titles that the men will carry, like the Kingdom Mountain title, the X Division title, and the World title. So it's one of the things you're just thinking of, how long is he going to hold it and when is he going to drop it. He might end up holding the World title probably longer. And I also mentioned that WWE did drop the ball on him when they had him. Like, he did won a couple of titles, but this could have been more that they could have did with him. But, you know, with the background, with the people in the back, who knows what's going on with that. But I think the Bound for Glory is, like, the first week of October. I think it's October, let me look. I think it's Sunday, October 2nd, if I'm correct, that the pay-per-view is going to happen. They probably did mention where it's going to be, but I didn't hear anything about it yet. But if you guys know, let me know. Or if I find out, I'll let y'all be, well, I wouldn't say the first to know, because some of y'all probably already know, but anyways. Yeah, moving on. But it seems like the card is pretty decent with some of the matches they got. They got EC3 versus Bobby Lashley for the title. Of course, they got the tag team title match. And I'm trying to think, just for what it seems like, Gail Kim is going to have something, probably going to be like in a title match or something, maybe. Somehow, some way. Although she did win by disqualification, Maria says she ain't going to get a title shot. But somehow, some way, it's going to work itself out. But I guess we'll know soon enough. And as I'm drinking this nice parade, I'm very good. Yes, very good. And, of course, they're probably taking their time a little bit with, like, other matches. So, I guess we'll know in weeks to come. Speaking of pay-per-views, Ring of Honor is going to be having their pay-per-view tomorrow. And they got an interesting main event with Jay Lethal versus Adam Cole for the world title. And just from what I saw from some of the... you know, the moments that they showed before I saw this past Saturday's Ring of Honor show, which I finally got to watch. But Of course, he's with the Bullet Club, and they managed to cut all Jay Lethal's hair off. I was just seeing like promos of him without his hair, and I'm thinking like, I'm over here thinking like, did he decide just to cut it off or whatever?
They
butchered it off. And he just ended up just cutting the rest off. So I don't know if he's, because it's like, don't see the House of Truth. It's like, they don't even have his back or anything, or what's going on with that situation. Don't know. I think is the Young Bucks going to get the Ascension for the tag titles. I think the TV title's on the line. Bobby Fish got it, and I forgot who he's going against. It just was all the good matches that they got going on. So get a chance, go to Ring of Honor Wrestling, well, ROHWrestling.com. Just check out the, like, all the matches and stuff going on. So it's going to be tomorrow night, probably 7 p.m. Central Time on pay-per-view. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the card, the SummerSlam card, and who's going to win and who's going to lose and all that stuff. So we will be right back. what would you do if you don't love me? I would cry.
Okay, that's so one sad.
I know I butcher it. And I got butcher it. Who? That's what it was? Yeah, they even still around? What they made recently? Yes.
I don't know of her. I'd have to look it up. Get back to your show.
No. Hey, we got time.
You're always picking on me.
No.
Yeah, you do. Because I'm English,
isn't it? Nope.
Because I'm white.
Nope, I have nothing to do with it.
Because I'm your wife, and you think you can get away with picking
on me. Not true. But hold on a minute, everybody. I'm going to end up meeting Dean Ambrose and Becky Lynch tomorrow, so I'm just trying to look for times.
Should I play another song?
No, no.
Turn away, what are you looking at? She was a sour girl the day that she
So starts at 2 o'clock. Well, it kind of starts at 2 o'clock.
Well, that's good because that means that we get there around about 2 o'clock. We can just quickly change and then scoot off right away.
Probably not right away. We're probably going to end up, like, being there by, like, 12:30 or something like that.
Do your damn show. Leave me alone.
You know you got the second half.
I know, but it ain't the second half yet, so finish speaking.
Calm your mouth.
I'll calm your nuts.
Come do it.
You're just bad. You were talking about the Bucks as what you said you were going to do.
I know, but I know I was going to talk about SummerSlam, and I was just doing the thing. SummerSlam
is Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And guess what that means? We are sponsored by ThorStream. The box, the big old media box, that's going to change your life. Now, I'm going to talk about a little bit of this. It's the ultimate media box. And it's like it runs off the internet. And you get to watch a lot of stuff like...
It's got all the NFL Network, the NBA channels, probably the Hockey League. I'll be able to watch my football in England. Yes! Woo! Then it's got all the new movies that have come out. It's basically, I just say, major thing that picks up every news channel, every TV channel and every... that is being sent via internet signal.
Right.
So we will be getting rid of DirecTV. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey. Goodbye. I will be having this. It will work out so much better because it is only a one-time thing which we've been saving religiously for. And then there's no other fees. Well, there is, I'll tell a lie, you can actually upgrade it, which is then a monthly fee, and it gets some of these weird-ass channels and stuff.
Probably like international channels,
probably
I think.
Probably some of the international ones, yeah. But we're going to stick with the basic thing, and I think it's that there was over like 3,000 channels or something of what you can find. I will be able to, you know, when my mum says, oh, we're watching Sasha would be like, give me a second, mum. Well, dear, so I can see exactly what you're watching. I can catch up on my English shows. It's been 17 years since I've watched EastEnders, Coronation Street, Hollyoaks, and a whole bunch of others.
And there's probably more.
Yeah. We'll actually do a live thing about it next week when we do our show, probably when we do Hazel Runs Her Mouth on Wednesday.
Oh, what are you doing out there? Well, anyways, you got SummerSlam this Sunday, and you also have NXT TakeOver Brooklyn Part 2. You got some good matches on the card. I'm thinking that maybe probably I might be on after that pay-per-view just to talk about, like, the results of the match and all that good stuff. But only time will tell, and we will see. And I know we'll be back by then. But I think SummerSlam right now has, like, a total of 12 matches. But they got a two-hour pre-show.
That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I think they mentioned it.
Oh, you know, they did that with WrestleMania, too.
Oh, yeah, with WrestleMania,
yeah.
But it's just like last year, like, they surprised everybody last year with it being 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But now just having, like, a two-hour pre-show.
Right.
Yeah, this is something different. So it will be interesting. Well, oh yeah, there's wrestling shows that's going on tomorrow. So if you're in Milwaukee, go to the Turner Hall Ballroom. You get to meet Sting, Lex Luger, and all that lot. And then I think the show starts at 8 p.m. at the Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, across the street from the Bradley Center. So if you get a chance, go check that out. Okay, now can we get on to it? Why I stopped loading so slow? The SummerSlam card. And there we are. And oh yeah, like, speaking of the card, the six diva tag match that they was going to have with Naomi, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Alexa Bliss, Natalya, and supposed to be Eva Marie, but due to her suspension, and all these suspensions that's coming out of nowhere with Paige and Alberto Del Rio, although Paige is on Raw, this is still kind of weird. It's just like, what were they taking just to be suspended?
Especially the three of them together.
Right, it was, they say it was Alberto Del Rio first, then Paige, then
Eva
Marie today.
Right, but it makes you wonder if the three of them were doing something together, and then they did perhaps like the random test that they do for Alberto.
Fireworks.
Seriously. Well, people are setting off fireworks, and it was going to make our dogs whine. And perhaps what they did was that Alberto Del Rio perhaps failed his test, and somebody would say, well, maybe you ought to test such and such and such, such they were with them.
Kirby, but, but your guess and your opinion, what do you think that they was taking?
I don't know. I don't even want to know.
I guess I would want to know just because it's just like out of ordinary, just suddenly. What if there's more suspensions to come?
There might be. Gonna screw up things, but they've got to stick to their policy. The thing that I'm annoyed about is the whole Brock Lesnar thing that he
yeah.
held with UFC, but WWE still let him wrestle. But technically, he hasn't really wrestled yet. So, but even still, that thing kind of has me annoyed, but he would still be on, he would have finished his 30-day suspension anyway. But it just still annoys me, so.
I guess, like, what I would do if I were WWE, I guess, just with the thing, if I would do it, I would have Brock Lesnar lose this Sunday, although some people just said, oh, no, they shouldn't, but they should have him lose that match to Randy Orton. Then probably have him regroup or just do something to, like, because it's like he don't work many days anyway.
Right.
So it's like, might as well just give him some sort of a punishment at least.
We'll see what happens after SummerSlam and go from there.
Right. But, anyways, like, so who knows who's going to take Eva Marie's place, or they're going to call somebody up. But right now we don't know, but we'll see. They're finally doing the Best of Seven series with somebody. So it's going to be Cesaro and Sheamus in the Best of Seven. But this would be the first match. I'm just glad they're finally doing something like this. And, I guess in my opinion, I think Sheamus will win the first one because he already lost to Cesaro twice, and it will make more sense if Sheamus will win this match. Tag team match, yeah, Enzo and Kaz going against Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, which, you know, is kind of building up with Jericho and Enzo with getting at it. Then Big Cass and Kevin Owens was getting into it. You done looking at me?
Not me. I'll just hasten to add, that's the dog.
If y'all can hear that. Anyways, I think Enzo and Cass will win. They're already, like, on a roll, so I think they're going to keep it that way. AJ Styles versus John Cena. So they kind of waited a while for this feud to continue, which I'm kind of glad, just to make it more interesting. I probably want to save the, like, second match between these two for a bigger event. But, I think John Cena is going to win because he's due for a win and hasn't beat AJ Styles yet. So, like, the feud is going to continue regardless, so it really wouldn't matter. But most likely, I think John Cena will win. WWE Tag Team Championship match. The New Day is going to be Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston versus The Club, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. I think it's, what they call it, I think, ring pulsatitis or something like that, what happened with Big E. And they were just making a whole bunch of stuff like that, which is kind of funny. I wouldn't be surprised if The Club does win it and end up being the new tag team champs. I mean, retain it. Well, I mean, The Club end up winning it. I wouldn't be surprised of that. New Day, I think they're going to, I think they're probably going to win it. But just wouldn't be surprised if their streak of holding it will be ended. But we will see. WWE Intercontinental Championship match, Apollo Crews, which The Miz start calling them Apollo Creed, versus, of course, The Miz defending the title. Tough to call, because it's like they haven't used him that much to make this, with this feud. They didn't do much with it, and it's just like you're wasting a good talent like Apollo Crews. And I ain't worried about The Miz. The Miz can handle his own and all that, but still. You shouldn't be wasting that good of a talent like Apollo Crews and not using him as much as you should for the past couple of weeks. I would like to see Apollo Crews win it just to shock everybody. This could be, like, you know, the shocker of the night, Apollo Crews beating The Miz. So it's kind of like that Dark Horse thing that just gives somebody a little bit of a shock value. That would be the match. But The Miz will retain. United States Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Rusev. Most likely, this is like now more people getting behind Roman Reigns. Didn't hear that many boos and stuff, and they kind of downgraded him from being up there in the title picture now to being like the lower card, which is right now is a good move for him. You know what? It's a good storyline with Rusev with those cakes, man. I am going to never get over those delicious cakes. But, anyways, I wouldn't be surprised if Roman Reigns does win it, but I think Rusev will retain, or probably end up being Roman Reigns winning by disqualification. WWE Women's Championship match, Charlotte and Sasha Banks. That first week with the Raw expansion, Sasha Banks had won the women's title. And I don't see that she's going to, I do see that most likely she's going to retain it. That's just what I think on that. Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton, well, you heard my little bit of opinion on that, but most likely it's going to be Brock Lesnar that's going to win that match. WWE Universal Championship match, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. This has been a decent storyline. I say decent. And especially that stupid fan that just came out of nowhere this past Monday. Seth Rollins, you got some of the dumbest fans. But I think most likely Seth Rollins will be the first WWE Universal Champion. And it'll be a good match. But I think Seth Rollins will end up winning it. WWE Championship match, Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose. A little bit of fire you see in Dolph Ziggler like you didn't see in a while, so, which is good. But I'm thinking Dean Ambrose is going to retain. So, that's it for my SummerSlam predictions, and if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. We're going to get back. We'll be right back, and we're going to pass the second half to Missy here. So, we will be right back.
Finally, you should live. See how I'll leave with every piece of
I do love it when my fans clap for me before the start of a show. I'm sticking to my story. Those are my fans clapping. They weren't clapping for Adele. They're clapping for me. Anywho, yesterday on Hazel Runs Her Mouth, I read the article about the so-called U.S. swimmers who were robbed. There was four U.S. swimmers who had claimed that they were robbed at gunpoint by people pretending to be police officers. It raised a lot of questions because, one, they couldn't find the cab driver who was involved, which is the cab they claimed they were robbed in. Lots of people have come forward and said, who live in Rio, who had said, you know, because of how hot the black market and everything is down there, they would have had their cell phones and their watches stolen as well. It wouldn't have just been cash. And they probably would have only been robbed for cash if they had U.S. dollars on them. So there was a lot of inconsistencies, and the judge in the case who was reviewing everything agreed that there was a lot of inconsistencies. Now, yeah, there were a few people who came out, and I did mention it, who came out and said that due to how corrupt some of government officials are, that it was possible that they were trying to turn around the fact that they'd been robbed by police officers just to cover up that fact because of the how corrupt and everything is. However, today there was video evidence that was presented that they weren't robbed. They'd actually vandalized a bathroom at a gas station. When confronted by security about it, they got a little bit combative, but then had offered to pay for the damage that they had caused, which resulted in the money that they claimed was robbed being handed over to the gas station to pay for damages. So, like anybody else, they are in trouble with the police now for filing false police reports and for a couple of other issues. The police department and the judge and everything has with them. So I'm just going to read the CNN article to you so you can catch up and see where the story is going. It says, star Olympian Ryan Lochte has stuck by his story that he and three other swimmers were mugged at gunpoint in Rio. As far as Brazilian police are concerned, he is lying. The police early on had doubts about the 32-year-old story. First, the Rio cops learned on social media that there were four Americans had reputedly been mugged, a story that he had told in a hair-raising detail to the U.S. media. They tracked down witnesses, including three of his fellow swimmers at the scene, reviewed surveillance tapes, and made a ruling on whether the accounts looked or sounded like robbery. Police concluded that the only crimes committed were by the swimmers. Either one or all of them had vandalized a gas station, which initiated a confrontation with security guards. No criminal charges were initially brought because the athletes coughed up a small amount of money to pay for the damages. The surveillance tape showed there was no violence against the athletes at the gas station. They claim they were a victim of assault or robbery of any kind is untrue. The Brazilian police have now interviewed the other three swimmers and confirmed no robbery happened that night. Lochte returned to the U.S. before the police could secure his passport to ensure his availability, as they did the others. Officials said Conger and Bent spoke with the police Thursday at the tourist police office. Later, the two swimmers were seen at the airport, apparently on their way home. Velosa said the other swimmers say it was Lochte who created the lie. The only person that continues to say that it was a robbery was him. The investigation showed security guards stopped the athletes from leaving the station until police could be called about the vandalism, and one did pull a gun on the swimmer after he became confrontational. But they also insisted there was no evidence that the guard's actions were unreasonable. He only used the gun to control him, whom the police chief described as drunk. The security guards and everybody else said that they are saying Ryan Lochte was the one who was responsible. He emphasized, however, that the ongoing investigation still had not conclusively assigned the blame. Still, some of the four swimmers' fellow athletes aren't so sure that at least extortion didn't take place. Two sources told CNN that the athletes admitted urinating behind the building and that police had showed up and one held up a badge. Soon the athletes were handing over money, although they did not say how much. It was not a negotiation. The police made a money gesture with their hands, and regardless of how it started, the swimmers had a gun pointed at them and were not allowed to leave until they'd given money. On Sunday, Lockie gave a chilling account to NBC Watchers broadcasting the Olympics, saying the taxi driver they were in was pulled over. Men flashed a police badge at the Americans, forced them to the ground. When he refused to get to the ground, a man cocked a gun and pressed it against his head. But he has changed his account slightly, saying that two men tried to force him to the ground, one pointing a gun inches away from him, and they were at a toilet at a gas station. The attorney for the swimmer brushed off the suggestion of the conflicting stories, saying the four swimmers' accounts are 95% consistent. He says his client has been cooperative with the authorities and has not been asked again for assistance. Brazilians are working with U.S. authorities to get him interviewed. Whether the gun was pointed at his client's head or not against it, adding the difference was just a matter of inches. Public speculation about the incident was fueled by a release of the video, which it said was filmed shortly after the reported robbery. The video appears to show the four swimmers going back to the Olympic Village in possession of high-value items that would have been taken if it had been an armed robbery. The conflicting stories prompted a Brazilian judge to issue the warrants for the seizure of the passports so they couldn't leave the country. Conger and Benz were taken off the LI on Wednesday, and Fagan's attorney in Brazil made arrangements for him to come in after a press conference Thursday. But Lockie had already left the country. So that's basically what was going on. I mean, it says here also the owner of the gas station is not pressing charges for the damages to the property after the athletes paid 100 Brazilian reals and a $20 bill for the damages. The other potential charges could include, though, false communication of a crime, but that seemed to be unlikely since the athletes did not bring their charges to authorities. This kind of crime will not lead to their arrest. But basically, you know, it's, to me, you can't go around doing that. You're actually in another country representing your home country and everything. And if you have any, if you have been robbed, the first thing to me that you do, especially if you're an athlete, is go to the Olympic Committee and the Olympic Village have their own police force. You go there and report it. You know, you then go and then report it to the other officials and everything. To me, you don't keep it, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't keep it to yourself and tell everybody else other than that, you know, these people what happened. Because, it, you know, it's giving Brazil a really bad image that this is going on, that they can't keep people safe, yada, 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 when in fact these swimmers lied. And that's the bit that gets to me, that these swimmers who are representing the USA, who did so well in the Olympics, lied about it and have made themselves look like complete fools. And to me, that's, you know, that's the worst thing about it. I don't know, it just seems to me to be really stupid that, you know, you're gonna act this way, and I don't know, it just, you know, they've got this opportunity that there are hundreds of swimmers across the U.S. who would love to have been in that position to be a swimmer at the Olympics. And not only that, probably there are some who didn't make it to the Olympics by seconds in their swim team trials and individual trials and stuff. And for them to be pushed to the side and everything, and then have these people who, I'm not telling you, I know that they're great athletes and everything, but for them to then do something that to me is so incredibly stupid, I have no words for it. It really, really is, it's wrong. It really is wrong. I'm going to play a quick song, and we are going to then be right back with some more news.
Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. hallelujah. Girl, sit your hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
In regards to that whole incident in Rio, and literally within the past 10-15 minutes, the U.S. Olympic Committee says they have issued an apology for the ordeal involving the four American swimmers who reported being robbed over the weekend in Rio de Janeiro. The behavior of these athletes is not acceptable, nor does it represent the values of Team USA or the conduct of the vast majority of its members. So that's actually good that they've come out and said something and apologized, even though, I mean, legally and technically they didn't have to. It's not their place to apologize, but, you know, it reflects on the whole team in general. You know, you don't go out there making false allegations and acting like complete jerks like that over something that wasn't happening to begin with. Just admit what you did. You know what I'm saying? Just admit what you did. You just say, we got drunk, we acted like idiots, but we paid off, you know, we paid for what we did. It's not that hard to do. It just really irritates me because it goes on to the other thing with the female who, God, I got to remember her name. Let me find it. Olympic. Let me bring that up. brings me up to Simone Biles. She's the female Olympic gymnast who has won a bunch of medals. She's on like her fourth. There's a whole bunch of them. And they got accused of acting foolish at the Olympics because they were excited and jumping around. And now you got to bear in mind, these are really our teenagers. These are teenage girls and very, very early 20s. People were criticizing them. Oh, they should know better. They shouldn't be acting around and acting foolish and jumping around and being stupid like that. And they got slammed by the media for this. However, when it came to these four swimmers, they had people saying, they're just lads. Leave them alone. They're just lads. No, to me, lads are kids who are, like, under the age of 21. You've got a 32-year-old who knows better acting like a damn fool. And it just really, you know, irritates me that this level of, you know, different standards and everything. I mean, teen girls are going to be teen girls. I mean, can you imagine what it's like for some of them who, you know, this is, for some of them, it's their first time leaving the country. It's their first time competing in an Olympics. And some of them have just won gold. You know, their dream. They're Olympic champions. Let them freaking celebrate. They weren't destroying anything. They weren't lying about robbing stuff. They were just overexcited girls. Simple as that. But, you know, we'll slam them, but we'll just say, oh, boys will be boys when it comes to these swimmers. And I'm sorry, that whole boys will be boys and the whole boys club and all that crap, to me, is just beyond, beyond wrong. It's the double standards, and this is where I will say, this is where white man's privilege seems to play a part. We are actually going to... What was that? That's why I do. I can still hear it. There's something going on outside. Earlier on, we heard what we thought was fireworks, but as we sat here doing the show, we could smell burning. And obviously, anything else, what songs were playing, we went round and, you know, checked our house and everything. And the smell's predominantly in our living room. So we opened the front door and you could smell it outside, but there was also cops outside further up with flashlights and everything. And now we've just heard some shouting and stuff. So we're curious as to, you know, as to what's going on and that type of thing. As I explained, you know, we had these riots here this past weekend and people just acting like complete asses, excuse my language, but that's what they are. Well, whichever way you look at it, me and AJ actually are retiring to our bedroom very shortly, so we won't be near any windows that would get us hurt. We'll be watching movies with our feet up. I'll have a nice cup of tea, surprise! And then we'll be getting ready for a wonderful mini trip tomorrow. So we're going to end this show now. I'm going to play one song to leave it out. And this actually is a song for a very special friend. And I know she's listening because I can see her phone number up on my board here. This song is for my best friend in the whole world, my Cora Bell. And yes, I call her Cora Bell because she is. I just want her to know that she is very much loved. She is a wonderful mother. And me and my whole family love you to pieces. We love you and Brandon and Aliana and Tristan and the dogs. We cannot forget the dogs here. And I'm not a cat lover, but I love your cats. And they named a chicken after me. I mean, hello, I have a crazy looking chicken named after me. So this song is for her. It's not too mushy. It's kind of upbeat. And I hope it puts a smile on her face because at the end of the day, no matter what, we are family. I love you all and good night.